Well, visiting now with Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Great season, a Hawkeye 10 Conference championship, an opportunity to play at the state tournament. I know you set goals at the beginning of the season, and these were some of your goals. But to play through, people don't realize what a grind, especially a baseball, softball-type season, can be through the summer months when it's hot and you don't have the regular schedules of school and kids are asked to do an awful lot. It's a grind, and it's a real success story to be able to pull through and complete some of those goals.
Yeah, it really is, and it's a testament to the hard work that the girls have put in. You know, we go back to the pitchers never really stopped. I think they took a week or so off. Allie didn't take much time at all, and she was right back with her pitching coach. And by February, we had a facility set up for hitting and some local hitting coaches and stuff that came in and worked with them on a fairly regular basis. Most played on some spring league team of some sort. We had a U-triple-S-A team that did pretty well in some tournaments. You guys here at KJAN were sponsored one of those tournaments for us to get into, which is, we sure do appreciate that. And then you start your practice schedule. The other thing that a lot of people probably don't realize, unless you're a parent, is all of the events, other events, the spring sports and open gyms and conditioning and weight training and all the other stuff that the girls did. So to be able to accomplish the things that they set out to do in our original meeting, conference, get to state, we have one more of those goals left to fill here, the one more box to check, but they've done a very, very good job and worked very hard at it.
Well, and congratulations to you for the current state of the program. Summer sports are difficult because it's hard to keep kids out. It's hard to get them out in the first place. Hard to keep them out. Hard to keep seniors involved sometimes because, hey, their futures are directly ahead of them. And you've been able to do that and build something that these kids truly do look forward to. It's not just something to keep them busy.
Yeah, you know, and that goes back to, some of those early teams that I had, and the standard was set very, very early on 10 years ago with we want to turn things around, we want to have a winning culture, we want to have a winning atmosphere, but we also want to have a fun, more family type group of close-knit kids together. And that really is kind of what happens in the summer. Your numbers aren't huge. We've got 23 that are out for softball right now, and unlike a lot of sports, we spend a lot of time together. You know, we play every night, so we're on a bus or together at that. We do go on a couple of trips, one down the Creston where they stay overnight at the dorms. We were fortunate enough to get over and watch the boys play Creston down there. And the Fort Dodge tournament, which is not only good for us to get on the fields that we're going to be playing on here on Monday, but also just a sort of a camaraderie type thing. But, you know, the biggest thing is those girls just took it upon themselves to create a culture of winning and a culture of getting better and hard work, and it carried on to the next group and the next group. And, you know, we've got some great seniors this year that have brought that same attitude with them. You talked about, you know, the difficulty keeping seniors out. Cheyenne Elliott was injured through most of the season, a senior, didn't get much time on the field, started a few games early for us, but, you know, here she is still a part of the team. In fact, you know, she's one of the few athletes that has played in every sport from eighth grade softball all the way through all of the spring sports, fall sports, winter sports, and back in softball. So, you know, very, very proud of her too. So it's the other thing is that you don't do it by yourself. I mean, there's a lot of other people who have a hand in it. We started some little girl clinics, little kids clinics a number of years ago. I think the first group that we had was the first group that played in the first regional final that we played in against Bondurant. We lost that game, unfortunately, but they kind of, like you mentioned earlier, set the tone for what we wanted to achieve as a program. And I think they're just, this will be their senior year in college. So I've known them since they were in third grade, running around throwing the ball and swinging the bat and stuff. And Nathan DeArmet kind of heads that up on the girls' side and has done a great job of getting some hitting clinics for third through seventh graders. We have a clinic that runs, we start in March. We end the first week in May or so, a couple times a week with all aspects of the game. And, you know, it's like I said, it takes everybody to get a program to the point of where we are right now.
Let's get on with the opponent here in this first round. I mean, Humboldt is, I don't want to call them a carbon copy of you, but I'm looking at the statistics. You guys hit 377 on the year. They hit 374. Your team ERA 120. Their team ERA is 120. I mean, they hit 15. You hit 15 homers. I mean, everywhere I go and I look on the stat sheets, you guys are almost even on so many things. It's amazing the similarities. Is it really like that in real life? Have you scouted them?
We did scout a little bit, and you're right. It is very similar. I think our two pitchers, Ellie Jacobson at Humboldt and Allie Anderson here with us, are very, very similar pitchers with very similar speeds and pitches. It's good because we can duplicate that a little bit, have Allie throw to us. But, at the same time, it's going to be interesting who makes the fewest mistakes. That's going to be the biggest key, whose defense plays the best behind their pitcher, and, just who takes advantages of the situations that they're given.
When you get to this point, you get to a state tournament like this in girls softball, obviously each team has a star pitcher. Each team's going to have a solid pitcher. Each team probably has one or two or three hitters that are really the stars. To me, it's, okay, those guys are going to perform. Those girls will perform. Who else is going to? Is that the way you kind of look at this? Who else is going to step up?
Yeah, definitely. And really what we're looking for now is some production out of our lower order hitters. You know, that was one of the things that I talked with Chris about, was that in the Lewis Central game, that our lower order hitters had to do better than what theirs did. I think it's very, very true again here. We did that against that second game against Lewis Central. That kind of propelled us to finish out the season with victories and eventually take the conference championship. So I really have, I hope that we are able to hit the ball at the bottom half of the order and make some things happen. And like you said, we're probably in most games because of Allie in the circle. As long as we can continue to make defensive plays, Bailey's probably going to be fine at shortstop, and Alexa's going to be great over at third base. But there's some little plays here and there that have kind of been troublesome for us. We've tried to work those out now in practice, and as well as I do, you've been around the game long enough that there's a weakness the ball's going to find at some place. So we tried to shore those up both offensively and defensively as much as possible.
Most of these kids having a chance to play here a couple of years ago, or at least be part of the team a couple of years ago, does that take away some of that nervousness, or is it still because you're playing the first game of the state tournament?
Well, the funny thing is, when we walked away from that state tournament and beat Estherville Lincoln Central in the last game of the season 2 years ago, in my mind, I had to replace my shortstop, Aaron Olson. As it turns out, because of moves and changes and various other things, we had to replace five girls. And a lot of those girls were eighth graders coming into the program, and they were on the spectator bus driving up there to the state tournament. So a lot of them have been there and seen it from the spectator side. They haven't seen it from the player side. But fortunately, there's enough of the older girls to kind of tell them what to expect. We've practiced little things like the introduction and walking into the field and where you're going to go, just to kind of get that out of the way, because as coaches, we're going to focus more on the game that day and less on the cosmetic sorts of things. So I think it does put some of the younger girls that haven't had the opportunity to play on these fields in a state tournament setting, it does ease their mind a little bit.
It'll be nice to get all this out of the way and just focus on softball, won't it?
Yeah, it's always a busy day. I hadn't realized that until the first time we went to state, that whole day is just sort of done with interviews and just getting everything sent to the state and getting all those kinds of things taken care of and done with. We've done some interviews and stuff the last couple of days. We'll take tomorrow off and then come back and really kind of get into our general routine on the 2 days leading up to the tournament.
Very good. Sounds like you've got a plan put together. Let's hope it all works.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's the goal. Monday night, again, the Humboldt should be a lot of fun. Should be a nice crowd there, too. I know there's a lot of excitement for folks to follow.
Yeah, and it's the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation, again, is paying for the bus ride up and the entrance into the game. I think most people realize it's $10 to get in. So the price increments go up as well as the competition does each time. And, we'd like to thank Melanie and the whole Trevor Fredrickson Foundation for paying for that. There's a tailgate party at the soccer fields at the northeast end of the complex, I believe, that Well, Dan Vargason has a lot to do with that, and the AHS fuel, they're going to be cooking things out and stuff like that. So our time frame up on Monday is going to be a little compact. We're going to slide out there real quick before we change into our uniforms and getting our infield and stuff done, just to say hi to the friends and family that are able to make it up there.
Good time. Sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. Good to have support. Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations again, and we wish you the best. Have fun.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Okay, we'll take a break. Be back with more in just a moment.